Hi, I'm Joel Amonico, and welcome to another Custom Health Solutions with Dr. Matt on News Radio WHAM 1180. Dr. Matt Boheen is back. Custom Fat Loss System is in Greece and Webster. Find either location at loseweightrochester.com. Like and follow the forums on Facebook at Custom Fat Loss Rochester, and find Custom Fat Loss Rochester on YouTube as well. Dr. Matt just put up some brand new content that we're going to be talking about in our next section of the show. It's a topic we're trying to break down some of the things, some of the key elements that we discuss every week about the custom fat loss system in some more user-friendly terms. We talked about hydration, we've talked about the benefits of apple cider vinegar, and also that you store your apple cider vinegar in your refrigerator. Make sure that you do that, as opposed to me, who kept it out in the heat for so long. Now I gotta get a new bottle. But anyway, that is beside the point. So Dr. Matt, welcome back. We're coming to the end of summer. Can you believe that?
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't either. I don't want to believe that it's happening. You know, here's the odd thing. When it comes to the seasons of the year, especially around here, things, they tend to move super fast. And we tend to be very aware of the fact that they're moving very quickly.
Yeah.
Weight loss and weight gain, let's start there. Weight gain is something that seems to happen in a much different way. It seems to happen very slowly. One of your patients actually described it this way. It happens very slowly and then all at once.
Yeah.
It seems that when we touch in, like look in the mirror, or we put ourselves on the scale, or we try to fit into clothes, and then all of that weight gain that could be months, could be years, hits us right there and then, very, very rapidly. And that's sort of that's kind of a paradox that weight gain finds itself in, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's I think especially one of those like visceral kind of things, because you end up stepping back, and for most people that we've talked to, at least, there's often this statement of, nothing's changed. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything different.
I'm not eating differently. I have no different level of exercise or physical activity, maybe, but something else is happening. That for many people that wind up coming into the custom fat loss system, they come in with that question. It's like, well, what happened to me? Why did I get to this point? Because they don't even understand it.
Yeah. And you know, when you're stuck there, right, then you're opening that door of the unknown. And I don't know, I can't say, you know, I can't speak for everyone, but I have a strong sense that in general, that unknown concept, when you've got that giant question mark, when you're standing there in the dark, that is worse than facing a known, you know, even if it's a scary thing, when at least you know, you know, okay, this is the enemy, this is the problem. That can be, you know, scary enough. But when it's unknown, it's just, your mind can just wander. You're racing. You're wondering what is happening, and is there hope? How can I get in front of this? It's just, it can be so paralyzing.
Yeah, you're right, Dr. Matt. It's when you're treating, say, an illness or disease of some type, you have a known end game. You know what you're facing. You have a way forward. You have a team of doctors typically that are helping you move that forward and saying, okay, we're going to do this, then we're going to do this, and we're going to do this. And by this point, you should be to a point where you are much healthier and in a much better state.
Right.
With weight loss, though, it's, well, in many cases, there's no team.
Yeah.
There's no help. There's a lot of guesswork.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the approach, is you against an unknown all by yourself.
Yeah. And so what do you do? You know, it all depends on your personality and your past, but most of us, you know, we'll start researching, we'll ask friends, we'll, you know, go out and give something a try, you know, whether it's, well, hey, you know, my doctor keeps telling me to eat less and exercise more, so it might be, you know, signing up for the gym, it might be just trying to get out and move more, it might be, you know, doing something a lot more aggressive. But the reality is, you know, we often miss, in my opinion, you know, the critical first step, which is getting somebody to give you an actual reason. And a reason in your body, not just a generic answer, not just a, well, this worked for the last person, but actually taking a look at you and taking that apart and saying, okay, well, hey, you know what? Let's take a look over here, or tell me about this, and what have you tried? And when you're not, you know, if you're missing that, I feel like it's just such an open invitation for increased stress, for just exponentially, you know, more of what you're already dealing with, which is that frustration and that, again, that unknown. Because, you know, again, you can kind of apply this across just about any context. When you have that plan you mentioned, at least it gives you something that you can confidently put energy, put time, put resources into. And, you know, it doesn't guarantee the outcome, but, you know, but at least there's been thought and preparation and, you know, some kind of specificity for you that's all there. And otherwise, man, it's just, like I said, I think you just open yourself up to even greater frustration. And when we're talking about, you know, this very specific thing of weight loss and inevitably metabolism, you know, I'll tell you, it's also a cautious time, in my opinion, because you know what? A lot of the stuff that you can do can unfortunately, you know, stretch that rubber band, so to speak, even further, really end up causing potentially, you know, even more harm metabolically. And so it's definitely an important time to pause and to really get a look, get somebody to take a close look at what's going on in your body.
And that's what the Custom Fat Loss System does with every patient that comes through. It starts with some very specific and dedicated testing. You want to know if you're going to make some concentrated effort to get the scale to move in the direction that you want it to. You've got to lose 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 40, maybe even more. Whatever your goal is, you've got to start by knowing, where am I going to wind up putting my resources, my effort, that's going to make the right kind of impact? What's going to work for me? Yeah. And that's why Dr. Matt's put this team together, this team approach of basically specialist minds along with the technology to be able to say, look, we're going to find out what's really at play here so we can make some purposeful moves to help you move the scale, get the confidence that you can do it on your own with or without our help, and know that we're going to be there when you have those questions. Because so many times going through a weight loss program, you wind up thinking, well, am I doing this right? I didn't lose weight today. I gained a little bit today. And you've got no one to turn to.
Yeah.
And the Custom Fat Loss System really offers all of that.
Yeah, critical to do things, you know, I guess I'll just say generically different, but let me sidestep just for a moment, because, you know, as you mentioned, top of the show here, and as we've talked about the last few weeks, you know, we are putting a lot more content out there. We're talking a lot more about, I'll just call them wellness concepts, certainly, you know, within the framework of metabolism. But when we're talking about hydration, we're talking about apple cider vinegar, we're talking about, you know, any of these ideas, I want to make sure that it's mentioned why. You know, when it comes to, you know, our approach, again, we're very focused on making sure that we are working within these guardrails or you know, within this you know, kind of corridor of weight loss metabolism. That's probably well understood. But my point here is that, you know, there are definitely some positives, things that you could probably implement tomorrow that would make a difference in your overall health. Might even end up positively affecting your weight. And so, you know, I bring this up to just make sure that there's not, you know, it doesn't sound like we're talking on both sides of our mouths here. There are some valuable things, or many things that you could be doing that again positively impact your health, maybe impact your weight. And, you know, we talk with just about every one of our clients about this kind of thing. This is kind of on the wellness side, right? So my point is, you know, we want to just invite you into this. We want to show you some things that, you know, again, could have very, very short-term and long-term benefits in your life, in your loved ones' lives. So we want to keep pressing into those things, but I want to make sure that you understand that, you know, just because you might try some of these things, you might listen to our episode last week and say, oh my gosh, apple cider vinegar, man, they talked about it.
It's the thing.
I'm going after it. And you know, you might use it for a week, a month, a year, and look back and go, you know, man, Dr. Matt talked about this stuff. I don't think I've lost a pound. Well, don't be discouraged by that, because, you know, that's not any different really than saying, well, I got the oil changed in my car, but, you know, man, it didn't go any faster. I put fuel in here, but man, it's not running any better. These are the everyday, you know, I don't know if I want to call them essentials, because, you know, bottom line, some of them are a little more unusual. You might not have heard of some of these things, where some of them, like hydration, clearly everybody kind of knows this maybe in an intellectual way, but we want to make sure you've got some practical application. So point is, you know, implement them, dive in. Hopefully everything we talk about here can just be a springboard for you to have a little more context and possibly learn a little bit more yourself. or circle back to some of our other content and take advantage of that. But I just want to make sure that there's that little asterisk here that's saying, listen, you know, these things might not be the difference maker in your weight loss story, but they can help. They can give you, a positive step in the right direction in terms of your health.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? At least let them be a springboard for something more.
We talk a lot about them being foundational building blocks. And
love
really,
it.
And that's one of those key concepts that we go back to a lot here on the show, is that you have to start from a good foundation in order to be able to build and go to wherever your end happens to be. So,
yes.
You know, we talk about the Facebook page at Custom Fat Loss Rochester. We talk about Custom Fat Loss Rochester on YouTube as well, as these places where there's a lot of content going up. Maybe you're the kind of person that likes to know a lot about the people and a lot about the concepts before you make the step and you go in and you sit down and have a face-to-face with it. By all means, go to both places and see what's happening there, or go to loseweightrochester.com. A lot more information there. You can also reach out to Dr. Matt's teams in the Grease office or the Webster office. If you want to start learning about your body, about where it is metabolically today, right now, where you are struggling, maybe where you've got some deficiencies in your body makeup and your body chemistry, how can Dr. Matt and the team wind up addressing those issues to help you move in that positive direction, to get that scale to finally move not only to the place where you want it to be, but also to know that there can be longevity to this, that you can lose the weight and you can have the tools necessary to learn how to live at that weight, to keep that weight off for the rest of your life. You got to have the tools first, and it starts by going to loseweightrochester.com. And coming up, we want to share with you something that's actually up on the Facebook page right now. You might think eating fruits and vegetables, great thing for you to do. Could eating fruits and vegetables actually prevent you from losing weight? That's a topic that we're going to discuss with Dr. Matt when we continue on Custom Health Solutions with Dr. Matt on News Radio WHAM 1180. Welcome back. This is Custom Health Solutions with Dr. Matt on News Radio WHAM 1180. I'm Joel DeMonaco. He's Dr. Matt Bohean from the Custom Fat Loss System. Offices are in Greece and Webster at loseweightrochester.com. The forums on Facebook at Custom Fat Loss Rochester. And the YouTube channel, Custom Fat Loss Rochester, where you are going to see a lot of new content coming up. Dr. Matt's putting up new stuff every week. Last couple of shows, we've been trying to highlight some of those things. So when it goes up on YouTube, you're hearing about it here on the air. We've talked about hydration, what's the right amount of water for you to be drinking. Some good rules of thumb up there on the Facebook page. The benefits of apple cider vinegar, or as Dr. Matt likes to call it, ACV. It's a three-letter acronym that he likes to throw around. But anyways, it's up there as well. Some of the benefits to, you might just think it's a condiment, something you can put on or cook, put on food or cook with. There's a lot more benefit to it. Go up to the YouTube page. This week, we're going to be talking about the video that just went up. Eating fruits and vegetables. Most people think, yes, if I want to lose weight, if I want to eat healthier, I should be eating a lot more fresh fruits and vegetables. And at this time of year, around this area, there's a lot of stuff that's available because it's all grown locally.
Yeah.
But the video that's up there this week, so I'm gonna press you on this, Dr. Matt.
Yeah.
Can eating fruits and vegetables actually prevent weight loss, or at least in some cases, can that be an issue that people might have to think about?
We're going to incite some controversy.
Wait, we are rarely controversial on this program, but let's try it out.
Well, I can't remember if I mentioned it on this show or not in the past, but my dad I always loves to remind me of a way that his mom would always describe the veggies, on his plate. And it was leaping with vitamins.
Leaping with vitamins.
I think I have said
before.
Yes, we did. So to your point, and this is why we wanted to bring this up. You look at something like that and you go, yeah, I mean, veggies, fruits, I mean, this is good stuff. I mean, this is only going to do good for us. And so, I guess I'll cut right to the chase. The bottom line is here, tons of benefit. When we're talking about, veggies, I'll stay there for just a moment. We're usually going to have a lot of vitamins, a lot of mineral content. Certainly there's fiber to be had, depending on the type of vegetable you're consuming. Definitely want to consider something in terms of just your housekeeping type conversation. Do you eat it raw? Do you cook it? A lot of factors, even believe it or not, playing into your health, which we don't have time for today. But you can to a degree take that and flip it depending on the scenario. So like a green, A lot of times people will just, you know, will make a big giant salad, you know, stack that thing high. Great, but man, you can sit there for 40 minutes trying to chew this thing. So, you know, where cooking heat, you know, comes into the conversation, we're always going to end up negatively affecting nutrients to a degree. But at the same time, there's always a little bit of a push-pull here because, you know, you can cook down certain greens and by way of that consume a ton more, you know, very, very quickly. So you might be able to actually end up with a net positive in something like that. But bottom line, you know, we know there's a lot of benefit there in the vegetable capacity. You go over to fruits, it's kind of more the same. Clearly, most people aren't going to be surprised by this. Can be and tends to be a lot more inherent, we'll call it natural sugar, right? Not something usually to be too afraid of because, again, as long as you're eating the whole fruit, and my kids are constantly asking me this, you know, Dad, why, you know, why are you only giving me a quarter cup of grape juice? You know, I want more apple juice. It's juice, Dad. What is the problem here? You know, sometimes a little bit more from my 11-year-old because she's got that fire like her mother.
Well, hey, listen,
bottom line, that is... Let's say it. It's kind of an unnatural application, right? How many apples do you have to smash to get that juice? So we're really, you know, we're losing all the fiber. We're losing a lot of the enzyme. You know, when you're talking about today, we pasteurize these things. So even a lot of the vitamins and minerals can even be affected by that heating. So when it comes down to it, you know, again, eating that whole food, generally the best advice. But the thing that I like to bring into this conversation, the way that we're talking about it in the context that we did in those videos is the thing that needs to be considered. It's what are we doing with? So I've had a few people who have said to me, I've been so fed up with my weight. I just said, I'm just going to go. It's all fruit. Or, you know, it's hey, I'm just going to go just purely, it's all plant-based, I'm done with meats, I'm just going to go over here. And, you know, the problem is, maybe no surprise, when you move to these extremes, you end up inviting more problems. So I mentioned this concept of inherent sugar. It's there, okay? We don't think about it this way, but if I'm to break down, you know, anything you're going to eat, we're largely talking about, as long as it's a food product, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about a protein, a fat or a carbohydrate. Now you would not probably, and I guess you could say starch too, but let's just stay in these three capacities, these three categories. If you're going to look at a fruit and vegetable, most people would not lump it in a category of carbohydrate.
And that was one of the interesting things that I found out when I started to work with the custom fat loss system and they started to explain to me foods that were going to be better or worse for my body.
Yeah.
That's where it winds up because we don't think of the sugar content and sugar being a carbohydrate. There are better sugars than others, of course, processed versus natural, but
right. It
all does wind up in that category.
Yeah. So it's a you know, it sounds a little dramatic to say this, but it's a dangerous, you know, it's a dangerous thing to just over-focus, you know, to just say, well, geez, I'm just gonna eat extra of this. You know, I'm gonna eat that extra fruit. I'm gonna eat, you know, tons more veggie. I mean, to be fair, it's gonna be a little bit harder to cause problems with overdoing the veggies as opposed to the fruit. But when you look at fruits and certainly some because of that sugar content, we do want to be careful. We want to recognize the food combination. So that's why we like this idea of you've got to have some protein. We don't want to go crazy, but the proteins and the fat are our stabilizers, right? So all those sugars that are inherent there in the fruits and the veggies, they're absorbed, they're brought into the body, they're used in a lot slower timeline when they have these other anchors in there. And that's very important because then we can get all the benefit, all the vitamins, all the minerals, and even that little bit of, you know, that sugar that's there in a natural form isn't something to be afraid of when you've got these other pieces there to hold that, to let your body use it gradually, as opposed to, you know, taking something that could be very innocent, you know, and turning it bad and just causing, again, more frustration.
And that's one of the key components of the custom fat loss system. When you work with the team and you work with a coach, especially when they're talking about foods that are going to be right for you, good combinations for you, you really get some eye-opening information when you work with the member of the team about where some foods fall. And and they fall into categories that you might think, well, I'm just going to avoid like pastas and rices and breads because that's carb and that's the only carb. Haha. Well, not necessarily. There are others that wind up in that category, ones that you might be loading up on, which you might need to cut back a little bit. You might need the help of the team to help you adjust how to best fuel that body, in addition to all the other testing and diagnostics that the Custom Fat Loss System does with each and every one of their patients. So if you want to learn more about this, follow Custom Fat Loss Rochester on Facebook, like the YouTube channel as well, Custom Fat Loss Rochester. There's new content coming up just about every week on the YouTube channel and a lot more frequently on the Facebook forums. So make sure you're liking it so that you can follow along. And coming up next, we're going to take you inside the Custom Fat Loss System. We're going to meet one of Dr. Matt's patients, and we're going to talk about their custom fat loss journey, what it was like for them to come into the office, to move through the program, and where they are now, and what they've been able to achieve by learning about their body and working with the Custom Fat Loss Program. You find them at LoseWeightRochester.com if you would like to make your appointment to go see Dr. Matt at either the Grease or the Webster office, and come back for more Custom Health Solutions with Dr. Matt next on News Radio WHAM 1180. We are back, Custom Health Solutions with Dr. Matt on News Radio WHAM 1180 with Dr. Matt Boheen, Custom Fat Loss System. You'll find it in Grease and Webster at LoseWeightRochester.com. The forums at Custom Fat Loss Rochester on Facebook. Like them, follow them. Know that there's some new and exciting content coming to Dr. Matt's YouTube channel as well if you want to know when new videos are posted. You can either subscribe there or follow Custom Fat Loss Rochester on Facebook so you'll know what is up there. And of course, you'll also see on the Facebook forums stories of successes with the Custom Fat Loss Program, like the one we're going to share with you right now. And Dr. Matt, who's our guest this week?
Well, Tim is on the show with us. Tim, appreciate you taking some time to join us today.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Yeah, so here's, pardon me, where I'd like to direct you, I'll say. I'm going to give you an opportunity to just talk a little bit about your story. And I think that it would be great if you could take us back a little bit before we talk about, you know, the real recent. But just tell us a little bit about, you know, where things were for you, what you may have tried before coming to our office. And then we can jump right into results that you've experienced in the short term. All right?
Yep, sure. Well, first of all, I went to see you. I saw Kelly on January 4th. And by past experience, I told Kelly I've done P90X, and I lost some weight, but then I gained it back. But I needed to understand, to really get educated on the food that's being intake on my body. Mm-hmm. And I never really understood it. And that's where Kelly came in, and she was awesome with me, and she knew I was kind of overwhelmed in the beginning. So we kind of took our time, and she explained everything very thorough, very thorough. And that was a great help. And, I mean, I have lost 25 pounds since January 4th and in the right spot, which, was called Fat Freddy. and I pretty much beat him up. And the thing of it is, I feel this is the best. I'm 61 years old. This is the best I've felt in my life. I really feel energized. I don't feel tired no more.
Wow.
And I'm exercising along with the program. You know, I take a couple blocks around walking.
Yeah,
and but I've been very happy, and you know, I looked you up on Facebook. I saw past stories, and I saw I was win-win situation. So I says, "Well, I'm going to give this a try, and really understand the word dieting, what it means, and what I could, and certain foods reacted differently on me. Some of them kind of went gained like a half ounce to a pound. But again, Kelly told me, which I never was in jeopardy going over, but I did do the plateau breakers. And when I did that, I almost lost 2 pounds when I did those. So that was really helpful.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel good when you can do that? You know, you feel like sometimes you get on these weight loss programs or you've tried some other means of doing it and you get stuck. And the body says, you know what? Okay, I've lost weight to this point, but now I'm not going to go any further. And you just kind of don't know where to turn next. It's brilliant that the Custom Fat Loss System has a coach there that you can text and you can call and you can ask questions, say, well, how am I going to get past this? Because with Custom Fat Loss, you don't do it alone. You've got somebody there to help guide you.
No, and you're exactly right. She was a text away. And even when I started, I went to the supermarket. I go, well, what's this product? And I would take a picture at the supermarket. And Kelly got right back to me like within 2 minutes. And she says, oh, yeah, that's the one I want. And I said, okay, I just wanted to make sure because some of the labels are misleading. And I wasn't really sure, you know, on the products. But once I took the pictures at Wegmans, she replied like within 2 to 5 minutes, and she was awesome.
Yeah, and Tim, you know, I think you're bringing up an important point. Today, maybe more than ever, because I think our current situation in terms of the foods that are available, the non-foods, I'll call them, which I don't know if anybody's going to know exactly what I mean, but the non-food items that are out there that, you know, that parade as food, that are around all the, you know, all the just the nasty things that can really drag right. your metabolism down.
Well, what I learned through Kelly was, you know, reading the labels and really understanding them, because like when I saw artificial flavors,
yeah.
I stood away from it.
Sure.
I stood away from it. And, you know, I thank her because she brought that to my attention. She goes, well, if it says that, you know, you really don't know what's in there. So I went back to basic 101 as I can go, and Kelly was awesome with me. She just, you know, went step by step, and then when we had our meetings, and she went over everything. It was just awesome.
Well, good. It sounds like you really felt a lot of benefit from the support and the education.
I did, and I'll tell you, she knows I'm a stat man and with journals, and I'll tell you, here's some of the things that I got from you guys. I started on January 4th, I was 206.8 pounds.
Okay.
Right now, I just weighed myself, I'm at 185.3.
Uh-huh.
And like my body fat, I started with 33%. Right now, I was there May 16th with Kelly, I'm 29.2.
Wow.
My body fat, 68.4. Now I'm at 54.4. I mean, these numbers are awesome. And body water percentage, I was at 47.8. Then when there, I went a little up on. It's like I'm at 49.
And that's positive. Remember, that's the one thing you want to increase when we're measuring.
Yeah.
You want to see an improvement in the cell hydration.
I'm curious, since you've got all the stats there, Tim, let's talk about your metabolic age. Now, that's something that we haven't talked about on the show in a little bit, but that is an indication of how...
I'm looking right at it.
...of how the metabolism works.
My metabolic age on January 4th was 86.
86.
The last time I met with Kelly, May 16th, I'm at 71.
Hey.
Nice progression. You're getting younger every day.
I'm getting younger every day. And the other thing is, obviously, the sheet that the software scale measurement sheet I got in front of me, I was in the red in almost every category. And now I'm just about out of them. In fact, one of them I'm in the green, which is the body water. I'm actually in the green. And all the rest of them, the other three categories, I am out of the red. So, I mean, the stats are phenomenal. And, you know, the other thing is people noticed. And that, like, you know, I've heard people say, man, you lost a ton of weight. And, you know, that felt so good that not only one person noticed it, but almost everybody that I ran into.
Yeah.
And, like I say, I was so excited to get this program going. And also, Kelly's husband come up with, I have a health wellness journal that she gave me.
Okay.
This is super. This is exactly what I'm looking for. Because, you know, day by day, with my breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it's got water, exercise, and total calories. I mean, this is exactly what I'm looking for.
Yep.
So I got kind of like a great package with Kelly and her husband, you know, and yeah, it's just awesome. I just can't get over these results. I look at them, and like I say, I lost it in the right place. And the other thing I noticed was obviously my clothes. Clothes that used to be real snug on me last year, I could fit into them now.
That's fantastic.
My pant size went down. It's incredible.
So, Tim, as to where you are right now, you stand at just a little over 185 pounds down, you know, down about 25, a little over 25
yep.
pounds since January. Are you planning on, do you want to maintain here? You've got more to do. What's the future hold now that you've been able to come through your custom fat loss journey?
Well, I talked to Kelly. She come up with a program with me that I got to look over. There's like three options,
mm-hmm.
and each one's a little different, and I'm okay with it. And, I'm going to continue with this. And, once I look over these three options, like one's $40 a month, another, I forget, it's like a yearly thing. So, I'm not done. and like I say, with these results, how can I turn it down? You know, the thing of it is, I've always exercised in my life pretty much, but I never understood the diet, and which is like probably like half the battle. You know, you could exercise all you want, but if you don't eat right, it don't matter.
Yeah.
And, you know, it took me a long time to figure this out, and I needed to get educated on the diet and what my body could take and what it can't take.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where she came in, and I got the book here that started me off. And I got, there's so many options. It wasn't just like one or two. There's probably a good 10, 15 different options that you could select on the food for your diet.
Yeah.
I really increased water, and, you know, again, it was critical. Like, I have 32 ounces a day now. I used to drink maybe 8 ounces a day,
yeah.
8 to 16. Now I put down 32 ounces like nothing.
Yeah.
And it's really been beneficial. And I'm just so excited on the results. And I'm going to get back with Kelly, and then I'm looking forward to going back there. With these results, how can I argue? You know, it's awesome.
Tell you what, Dr. Mad, how often do you hear somebody talk about their weight loss journey as being excited? Huh?
You know,
I tell you, that is a wonderful thing to hear. And Tim, we thank you so much for sharing your story
okay.
with us. We appreciate it. Now, folks, if your weight loss journey sounds like Tim's, or if it's nothing like Tim's, the best part about the custom fat loss system, what we tell you every week, it's going to meet you wherever you are on your weight loss journey. You're going to work with Dr. Matt and his team to come up with a customized approach to get you educated about your body, what foods are going to serve your body best so that you can start feeling your best, looking your best, and find something that will be sustainable so that you don't have to worry about losing. You know, all those great gains that you make. I mean, you gain by losing with the custom fat loss system. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And you want to be able to hold on to that for a long time. So I want you to go check out the forums at Custom Fat Loss Rochester on Facebook. That's where Tim was getting a lot of his information. And then if you want to sit down and talk with Dr. Matt and his team, go to loseweightrochester.com. Set your first appointment with the team at either the Greece location or the Webster location. So come on back. We got more custom health solutions with Dr. Matt to get to next on News Radio WHAM 1180. Wrapping things up on another Custom Health Solutions with Dr. Matt on News Radio WHAM 1180. I'm Joel DeMonaco with Dr. Matt Boheen from the Custom Fat Loss System in Greece and Webster at loseweightrochester.com. Custom Fat Loss Rochester on Facebook are the forums. And like and follow, please. Also, so you can check out the brand new content that's coming to the YouTube channel as well. So you can subscribe to that. A lot of places where you can get some information and hear and see stories of success with the Custom Fat Loss System, like the one Tim just shared with us. And we thank him so much for doing that. Down a little over 25 pounds since January, from 206. He's a guy who loves stats. And he was very specific about things. And here's the best part about it. The custom fat loss system, I think, really does in some way appeal to people who are really kind of numbers driven.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like to be able to see and be able to chart your progress and kind of down to not only the pounds, but how your hydration is, what what your metabolic age is, you know, what's your, you know, what a lot of the other levels are, and really be able to chart your progress as to how you move through the program. The custom fat loss system is designed for you because there's a lot of specific information about your body that you get every time you go in and meet with your coach, not just the first time that you start the program. It's a progressive monitoring of how you're doing so that you can see all of the great progress that you're making.
Yeah. And, you know, you don't have to be, you know, you don't have to have your own journals and graphs and, you know, Excel spreadsheets or whatever you want to call them.
But you certainly could.
You could. Well, we've seen some cool ones. I mean, man, oh, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, we do an amount of it for you. The software that we use, the body composition analyses, they're going to take, you know, all of that detail, drop it all down. There's nice colors. There's the numbers. There's little charts next to it that are very easy to follow. So you can take that and run with it and just have a good old time punching numbers and plotting things if you want. But it's a lot of it right there. And, you know, and it's an important concept, right? This is not just a little fluffy thing that we do. We've talked about this so much before, but, you know, when it's just the scale, that's it. You're just dealing with the scale and saying, well, man, I hope that I get to my goal weight soon because I can't wait for this to be done. I mean, that probably sounds familiar to a lot of people.
Exactly. Tim said something that I want to go back to, is that the custom fat loss system helped him understand what dieting means. And that, I think, is really something I'd like to expand on a little bit. You know, when we talk about dieting, we typically think of as like, okay, I got to get in that bridesmaid's dress or I got to get into a suit for something. And I'm going to diet, which typically means restrict my food intake, restrict my calorie intake so that I can do a particular thing. I got to look a certain way for a certain thing. Right. I think what Tim was getting at is that the term dieting and diet is about how you fuel the body. And I think the custom fat loss system for him changed his perspective on what that word means.
Yeah. And that's a wonderful way to say it. You know, your perspective on your nutrition, you know, the things that you're using to fuel your body. That's the conversation that we need to have. And, you know, it's not to say that there aren't some things, you know, that are left off. I mean, we're clearly not going to be having a whole bunch of sugar and soft drinks and you know, whatnot, donuts. I mean, there's a lot of obvious, but beyond that, you know, anyone who's been, you know, really committed at any point in time to moving their health in a positive direction, to moving the scale in the direction they want, I know that you've tried genuinely with your nutrition. And unfortunately, there's just so many pitfalls. There's so many, you know, common mistakes, easy things that can really derail your progress or just cause a lot of frustration or frankly just create a place where you're just like, this is so boring. I can't do this for the rest of my life. So why am I even bothering right now? Because this is not sustainable. And, you know, that's part of the process here. It's about, you know, like I've said so many times before, but it's about getting your metabolism working with you. And then once we've got that foundation, well, now we can talk about all these other pieces that are very important. You know, how do we do food for your body and in a way that you enjoy? How do we do things that are going to be the best for your metabolism moving forward, keep you either on track to continuing to reach towards your goals or to maintain your goal, whatever that is?
Right. And how does, you know, those conversations and those questions that you have about how to best fuel your body become, over time, as you learn about yourself, it becomes kind of second nature to you. It becomes, I'm not making any kind of odd or very deliberate conscious choice. These are just the choices that I make. This is my new normal. And it, for some people, it changes their relationship with food entirely. Yeah. As they learn about their body and they learn about how to best fuel it so that when they have these great results, you know, we've seen people, Tim's down 25 pounds. We've seen some people come through the program, they've lost 50 or 75 or 80. Or even more. You don't want to unravel all of that. So for Tim, the idea of diet and dieting has changed into how am I going to be the best steward of my body?
Yeah.
And what a way to flip that definition and flip that you know, that denotation of what the word means.
Yeah, and that's an exciting place to be because, you know, it's not easy. It's not just mindset there. There's a little bit to be said for that for sure, but you know, again, when your metabolism is in the wrong spot, you know, you feel like you're a victim of food. You know,
right.
It's one of those things where you get yanked over here and pulled over there, and it seems like even when you do eat healthy, the scale still fights with you, and you really have a strong desire to not eat healthy or not eat the healthiest way, and it feels like it's an unwinnable fight. And you know what? I would argue that you are definitely in a bad spot. You know, you are definitely in a place that you're at a tremendous disadvantage. So that's why, you know, we're not looking at this as pure willpower. We're not just saying, well, you know, you just got to psych yourself up. You just got to get into that gym. You just got to, you know, cut those calories. You just got to drop this out of your diet, drop that out of your diet, eat extra kale. I mean, whatever. It, you know, these things are not, they're not, that's not a make sense approach. We're
right.
about looking at you and saying, what are we going to do to put things back in place?
Yeah, exactly. And what are we going to get to do for you so that maybe you can wind up being like Tim, who says that, you know, he understands his body better. He says he feels now at age 61 the best he's felt in his life. And he's got desire to move forward. And he says he doesn't want to give up on this because he likes the way he feels. And he likes the prospect of what each new day holds. And we want to thank him so much for sharing that story. And we would like to, on a future episode, talk about you and your story. And how do you do that? Well, you go to loseweightrochester.com and go and start your process. Start your custom fat loss journey with Dr. Matt Bohean and his team in the Grease office or the Webster office. Need more info? Want to see more and hear more successes with the Custom Fat Loss System? Want to learn about what's coming to the YouTube channel as well? Go to Custom Fat Loss Rochester on Facebook. Like it, follow it so that you know about what's going on there. Any other special meetings and seminars that Dr. Matt may have coming up later on in the year, do it all there on the Facebook page. So Dr. Matt, thanks so much for spending time with us today. Tim, thank you for sharing your story. We appreciate it. And folks, thank you for listening. And we will talk to you again next week for another Custom Health Solutions with Dr. Matt on News Radio WHAM 1180.